million to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey guys.
There's that music.
How's everyone doing?
It's the Good Wife season finale of season 6. Want a partner?
Let's talk about that.
I'm going to start off by just asking you, and I think I know the answer already, but just so I can share it with everyone else out there. Oh, before we get started, make sure you check us out on YouTube and SoundCloud and iTunes, and look us up. Look up the channel, subscribe, give us 5 stars, rate, comment. I'm Tara Johnson. You can find me on Twitter at TJ Wagging Her Tail, and I have the gorgeous co-star today.
Oh, thanks for the lovely introduction.
Yeah.
I'm Allison Law, everyone, and you can find me at That's A Law, THATSALAW.
And I was so excited. I barely forgot to even say our names and stuff, but want a partner. What is your overall opinion reaction to the season finale?
Well, you know me. I'm going to tell it like it is. My overall reaction, yes, of this season finale.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Okay. And we're just going to start right there at what the fuck.
And shall we elaborate on that now, or will we elaborate throughout?
I don't want to give it all right now.
Okay.
Because I'm going to give it throughout as we talk. But it was a what the fuck type of moment.
All right. I think I feel slightly different than you do.
Mm-hmm. But how do you feel?
Well, I feel as if it just, whatever little foundation that Alicia had left, or what she was counting on, that was all ripped away too. So I think it sets up perfectly for a different Alicia in season 7.
And it still's a what the fuck.
Okay.
For Alicia. Overall, it was a what the fuck for Alicia.
Poor Alicia. Felt sorry for her. Poor Alicia. Yeah. So she got hit with off the top. Peter has been asked to run for the presidency of the United States. And at first, Alicia was, congratulations, I reacted too soon.
I think that was fake. Mm-hmm. And you could tell when she heard, she was like, what the fuck? On her face. She looked there like, what the fuck is going on? You know?
This is an ongoing theme, I think, for the evening.
No, but if you really keep it real, I think everyone, the majority of people, can sit and agree. When he walked in the room and told her that, the look on her face was priceless. She was like, what the fuck? But she had to play it off as if, I'm happy, you know, I started off on the wrong foot. No, that was fake. I don't think she was truly happy. I truly don't think she wants him to run for this position and really would be happy for him, even if he did win or not.
Yeah, but I have to say, I agree with you. Of course, I don't think she was happy about it. And eventually she told him, I don't want you to run. But the problem I have with it is, I don't think she's saying that for him. Like, she made the argument later on that Grace is going to support your decision, and then they're going to rip us to shreds, and then Grace is going to feel bad. Mm-hmm. To me, in my opinion, the reason she said, Peter, I don't want you to run, was selfish. It was all about her.
Yeah.
Peter's very comfortable with his stuff. Like, he's gone through his mess. He got convicted. He did jail time. He went back to the SA's office. He won the governor's, you know,
so you're telling me it's not race. That she didn't just lose her title with the situation she just got out of and she's still salty and jealous about that. You're going into, she has some bones in the closet that's going to come out about her.
No, I think really she, in the state's attorney's race, she got off pretty well. I mean, yeah, there were hints of her and Will's, you know, affair here and there. And there was a color, you know, maybe a little bit of her dirt that came out. But she's thinking, if Peter runs for presidency, she's still humiliated from the state's attorney's race. For me, her not wanting Peter to run, knowing it's been his dream for the entire time he's been in politics, to take it away from him is a selfish thing. And it's really about her, because she doesn't want anyone going through her background again. She's not over losing the state's attorney's race.
I mean, that's what you call a saint, right?
I think we're far away from the Saint Alicia like name any longer. I think it was completely about her.
Yeah, I mean, I did. Like I said, it was a what the fuck moment. I don't think she was truly happy for him, and she is still selfish about her. This whole episode mainly was wrapped around her.
Yeah, and I don't like, you know how I feel about her and Peter. Mm-hmm. Now, and I even said this to you when we were watching. Mm-hmm. When everything went down with her state's attorney's race, Peter was by her side. When Peter was talking to the kids about if I run for president, I have to go to Iowa. And she goes, you know, Grace says,
I'm so busy. Yeah, automatically.
I might not be able to make it.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
Just being negative, you know, phone ringing, just other distractions. And then he also was like, well, maybe you can come to some, you know. And then the whole, are you going to pretend to be white? You know, are you going to pretend to be my wife
right.
thing? And she just was very just negative and like not into it. And like you said, he was always there when something happened with her, you know, throughout the whole campaign. She came back running into his arms.
And he was there. Wasn't if she came back running and he was like, nah, I'm good.
Right.
He was there for her. And even when she was having the election, remember, he pulled certain strings. I mean, he did certain things to make things go right. smoothly for her. I know out there are some people who think Peter set her up from the beginning to lose. You know, I'm not on that team.
I don't know. I'm not 100% team Peter. I don't know if this whole thing was something to do with him, had something to do with him, because... You know, it was sad how she had to step down. So
it was sad. I mean,
I don't know. It's kind of fishy.
It's kind of fishy. But we all know, you and I both agree that Eli is the person who's running everything. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. now we hear about this whole presidential run and the ghostwriter, and knowing that Eli's writing notes. What do we think Eli's trying to do to Alicia and her image? She's, like, what's going on with that?
Eli may be her friend, but he's all about the money. You know what I'm saying? So it's better as a Arthur to have her come out and be what he wants her to be, because it's going to sell.
Yeah.
Drama sells. So it's making her look like this negative individual. And you know people like drama. And that's going to sell. But at the end of the day, I feel where she's from. I had to run this whole campaign and be a lie and be something I really wasn't. My book, I wanted to really be about me. And I want the world to see me, Alicia. And it's not really showing on who she is. It's twists and turns.
I hate to sound like Bobby right now, but I'm going to have to sound like Bobby and say
F Bobby.
No, I think that's really naive of her, because you're a wife of a political figure. You had a political career, short-lived it might have been, and now you're going to put out a story about yourself, your memoir. I mean, let's just be honest. Like Eli said, what is the truth? The truth is what you write and what people believe. So mm-hmm. let's just be honest. I mean, Bill Clinton's written a memoir. Hillary Clinton's. I mean, do you think every single word of both of their books is the absolute truth, or it's the truth that they want people to know?
How many people really is going to read Alicia's book? She's not that important. Like, now that she fell off, like, you're nobody right now. You're nothing. Like, who is going to go to the store to read your book? Your fans? Like, come on now.
I think people read the book because of her scandal.
But you have to realize this is weeks and months after that. It's out the system right now. It's out the air. No one is thinking about her. She can go out and be who she is. No one's going
to
pick on her.
That's a point Finn made to her.
When you put the book out, they're going to have to do some type of marketing or put out the scam or something like that to get viewers to want to go even pick up that book. Because right now she's nothing. Like, she fell off the face of the earth.
Well, I guess that's true. But she's something to Jacob Richter.
Yeah.
Her case, her second client in her new law firm.
She's something to him.
What? I mean,
congratulations on, you know, going back to law, Alicia. I'm proud that she's doing something and she has something to fall back on.
And she really redecorated Zach's, like, room into her office pretty quickly. When
nice.
I saw the poor kid at home, I was like, where is he sleeping?
Yeah, where is he sleeping on the couch?
I don't know. They didn't get into that at all.
Well, he's never there, so it was a shock that he even came home to visit. So, well, I mean, you can go on a couch, you know?
I guess that's
true,
too.
It's just me and the daughter here.
Well, what do you think of the Jacob Richter case?
It's different. I don't like the one guy she's going against.
The ASA.
He's been fishy from the last case.
He has been
fishy.
Was just on. Yeah, they were just on.
So he's just evil to me. I don't like the case. It makes no sense. I'm going to dig more and find out what, because this episode, it really left me with answers that were questions that were not answered.
So
it's really not a lot about what that case, what is this case about? Oh, the phone call, I'm starting this business, I should have listened to you. Oh, they want to say you're guilty for having something amount of marijuana on you after
right.
they said marijuana was legal. Like, I don't know what's going on with his case. I really don't know what she's going to be fighting with him.
Well, I think this case was indicative of what Alicia's new law firm is supposed to be, the cases I care about.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it also shows how different Alicia's practice, her previous practice in the law firm with Diane and Carrie, is to these cases.
Mm-hmm.
Because Finn knew exactly what Holman Square was, right? He knew exactly what Holman Square was. He knew that was the place where the bomb squad was. He knew that was the place where they detain people who people don't care about. and then question them endlessly until they get a confession. Alicia's been a criminal defense attorney for quite some time. It's just surprising to me that she didn't know about that. But then I realized the caliber of people that she's been defending are multimillionaires.
More upscale.
Yeah. Multimillionaires don't go to Holman Square.
So that was more of an urban case for her.
Very
as
much.
Such as the last one, the shooting one that she brought back up.
Right.
With Kyriakos, you know,
right.
helping her.
Yeah.
So these, maybe she actually liked doing inner city cases.
I think that's what she's going to get with this new law firm. But that's, I think I said it last week, that's my fear. I don't know if she's ready for that, because I'm sure another defense attorney who's used to doing urban cases, I love how you call them urban cases, knew about Holman Square and knows all about all the tricks that these people play, because they do play them every single day. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a fine line between the police have detained you, but the police haven't charged you because your rights to an attorney don't kick in until you've been read your Miranda rights and actually charged with something. So to play the whole game where we're detaining you, but we're not charging you, I mean, that's a kind of a gray area that police use often.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I really thought Alicia should have been aware of that as a criminal defense attorney, but it's different when you uptown and when you downtown.
Yeah, I mean, and then this is shaping her, though. The going back to these type of cases will shape her as an individual. I think it's good to take these type of cases. But my question is, as far as business, the millionaire cases she's used to, the income versus these cases, is like, how are you going to survive off of this?
Well, that's what Grace said to her. Can you make money from cases that you truly love?
Right.
I think we're still going to find, a way. I think Alicia will find a way to make some money. But what do you think about her joining the law firm with Finn? It would have been what? Florek and Palmer.
It was cute at first. It was like, oh, it was a cute idea. But honestly, I don't know if they would have been able to actually get work done or get business done with all these mixed emotions. Because sometimes you have to know how to keep things business related and your outside personal things. You can't bring it to it. But it was already showing that it's like, getting frustrated with emotions. I'm around you. Mm-hmm. It's making me think of you, things from the past, and I don't think it's going to work. So, I mean, it was a cute idea, but no, it's not going to go at all.
Well, we talked about before Finn dating this other woman, and we all were like, oh, who's this chick?
And he was like, it's fake, and it's the ex-wife.
But I think that's the big deal. I mean, if it was just some woman he'd met recently, I don't think he would have taken the path that he took with turning Alicia down. Because if it's a new woman, his feelings for Alicia are deeper than this new woman. But when you bring back the ex-wife into the situation,
they kicked it up
a notch with that one.
And I think that it's actually going to get serious, because he's like, we're trying to make it work. And the wife, if she do know about Alicia, the first thing she says, you got to let that go. And that's what she told him. And he had to come back. You know, I'm like, look.
That's why he's leaving at 9:00.
Yeah, it's not going to work. I'm trying to make this work with my ex-wife. You know me, and you don't have a future together. You're married. It's not going to work at all. So why am I playing along, being strong along with you, and I can actually have something with my ex-wife, who I did fall in love with and marry? And so you got to go.
You got to go. I mean, I commend Finn for taking this step and saying, I can't do this. Because I do know lots of men who've been like, well, let's see what happens. Let's play it out. Let me see if I can get what I can get.
Too, right.
Right. But he's like, I can't do this. I think he felt like such a failure with his wife before. He does seem really sincere about wanting to make this work again.
But my only thing is, he exited and dropped her, tooted and booted it, but he never gave a nice speech like, I care about you, I like you, what we had was great, you're always going to be something special to me, but I have to let you go type of thing. It was just straight like, this isn't going to work. So that kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Really? Because I thought he said all that. I thought he said all that when he said to her, there's something between you and I. We push it, then we don't. We push it because they've never done anything.
That's saying there's something between me and you. We push it. That's saying we have a relationship. We like each other. But it's not saying anything else like, I really love you and care about you and you're something special in my life. That's like you meeting anyone. It's like, okay, I'm going back to him. Oh, it don't work. I'm going to go back with my ex. Oh, no, it doesn't work. But he never addressed like, I have feelings for you. I care about you. But I can't do this because it makes no sense.
Really? I really thought, and maybe it's just semantics and we're hearing different things, but I thought he said all of that. He just used different words. I really did, because when he said there's something between us.
We're here to argue it. Fans out there, please let me know.
Yeah.
Is that what he said or not? Because I don't think so at all.
I thought he was about sincere as he could have been. It wasn't like Johnny Elfman. Like, she and Johnny Elfman kissed a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, and I'm sure if I am, someone else is going to tell me out there. But I don't recall she and Finn doing anything more than flirting. It was a lot of flirting. It was flirting at the bar when he said, I need to go before I get sloppy drunk. And she's like, will something happen? Something bad. I don't think anything ever happened to them.
That's something we don't know about that would get dug out the closet if he ran for president, because it's some things, like I'm saying, with some secrets we don't know about Alicia.
That's
and
true.
Maybe they got intimate a few times here and there.
Finn doesn't come across. You know, I love Finn. He doesn't come across to me as that kind of dude. I'm sorry. He's an up, like, honestly, he could have stayed with Alicia in this law firm, or at least, like, completed more than one case.
If all they done was flirting, then what did he have to let go? Because if I'm working with somebody that's beautiful and I'm flirting with her, that's nothing too much that I have to say we have to call it quits to this. So what was going on then? Because flirting is nothing.
No, I actually disagree. I believe they had an emotional connection, which is deeper than a physical connection. So, I mean, men hit it and quit it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But for him to have real feelings where he can sit down, look into her eyes. I mean, there was one episode where they, like, rubbed hands and they were just like, it was like on, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think their emotional connection was a lot more than what she ever had with Johnny Elfman with the kiss and all that kind of stuff. Because he has really deep feelings.
I'm going to agree with you with that. I've seen an emotional connection. Mm-hmm. But was it more or was it less that they ever have a one night stand? Did anything ever happen? And then they closed that chapter before, like... We need to know more about that to understand his exit of not being partners for her. Because it was a great idea. They could have, you know,
I think went far been, with yeah, it. They worked really well together. But I think had they scrumped, you know, that's my word for sex. I think if they had scrumped, then he could have handled it better. But I think it's because it kept building. And they,
so you think had he scrumped, he could have cut it off easier?
I think he could have stayed.
So you're saying it's easier to cut someone off after you scrumped him?
I think because it's... I think he might have even been able to stay if they had scrumped already, because...
Are you kidding?
No.
Sometimes scrumping on top of that emotional attachment, it's more drama.
Possibly.
I can't scrump somebody and we already have that emotion. Now, if you could scrump somebody off of, oh, the looks, he's cute. But add scrumping with emotions and feelings, it's too much and it's dangerous.
I don't know. Let us know what you think about it. And let us know if you
Please
think Alicia and Finn ever did anything physical.
Did
I don't
Alicia
remember them
Finn
ever having
ever
anything.
Ever do the scrump to scrump?
There you go. Let us know. The scrum.
Hilarious.
Yes, it's true. So let's talk about another hilarious person in the episode who we love. I love whenever he comes back because it's entertaining.
Who is she about to say?
Lewis Canning.
No.
Yes.
Let's talk about the wife.
I mean,
do you think it was a setup? What do you think about that?
I mean, we haven't seen Lewis Canning in a couple of episodes. And the last we saw him, we really saw him.
And he was like, set up then.
Well, he was almost on his deathbed. Right. He did set up Alicia.
That was fake.
Right. He did set her up. I don't think Simone looking for this job was a setup. No one knows what's going on with Lewis and his legal career. Like, we have no idea if they have any income coming in the house whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And Lewis would probably still be recovering from his surgery. So maybe she's just attempting to be the breadwinner in order for him to get back on their feet.
Well, that can make sense why he stormed in mad. Like, look, I don't have no money. This was our money right now. I can agree with that. But still, I just know he's sneaky. Her waking up, going on an interview, he knows where interviews she's going on. He knows what she's doing. So you knew that she was even trying to get a job there. It's just fishy to me.
It's fishy. And I hate to even say this, and cannot believe I'm going to say this, but I 100% agree with David Lee. There was no way she could have stayed at that law firm.
Mm-hmm.
Even if she said, I'm not going to tell him anything confidential, I'm never going to share anything with him. But the fact that it's Lewis Canning, I mean, if it was another attorney, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it was Lewis Canning, who a couple episodes ago, we remember, was suing that law firm, mm-hmm, when Alicia was still there. Like, Lewis was suing them.
Mm-hmm.
It's too close for comfort. If she was going to stay, it was going to be confidentiality and conflicts of interest. They were going to try to have to build, like, Chinese walls. And, like, it just wouldn't have worked.
I totally agree.
So wouldn't have worked.
It wouldn't have worked out. Her
wouldn't
feelings
have worked.
Was hurt. But him storming in and putting on a show, he always puts on the show.
Well, that's Lewis Canning, though.
Yeah, but what caught my attention was him asking Alicia.
Right.
That just blew my mind. Like, it showed to me that now he's desperate.
Yeah.
You fired my wife. She has no money. Alicia, we know you're not doing nothing. You want to open up your own law firm. It's noticeable. I don't have anything. We're both at the bottom and we're desperate for money. He's like, look, girl. And you could see it on his face. He was like, what's up? You want to make some money? Because I'm broke.
Yeah, I think he came to Alicia because he probably heard through the Chicago lawyer grapevine, mm-hmm, of how Alicia got booted out of her own firm. And so they both have venom against David Lee, Diane Lockhart, and Kerry Ago. So who's your best partner, best friend? if you guys share an enemy. That's
and,
what
and
I think.
It might cause up a lot of drama, you know, them two running. That would be interesting to see how that would work
out.
Do you
think, she will actually say yes to him?
I don't know, because, you know, Finn just dropped her. She doesn't want to do it alone. She's the type of person, she's too weak to stand alone. She has to have a crowd with her.
That's a good point. She does not want to operate alone. Yeah. She's really vulnerable right now. Well, we know someone who's never vulnerable. Your girl Kalinda came back. What do we think of Kalinda's entrance today?
Kalinda is, her entrance was bomb. Mm-hmm. She's so cold-hearted. She don't care about nobody but herself, but that entrance was so bomb and fierce and sexy. She thought she was Olivia Pope. She's standing in the aisle of that grocery store, got her little mini skirt on. I was like, okay,
yeah, Kalinda. All she was missing was like the white coat and the purse to be Olivia Pope, okay, right?
You know, but it's just, she has no emotions. My issue with her is she come and go in everyone's lives as she please. She can do what she wants.
But that's Kalinda to me. I mean, to me, her entrance in the grocery store and when she met him again at the phone place or whatever, that's perfect. Kalinda, what I did not like was the Kalinda Alicia moment because it did not feel authentic to Kalinda's character to me
it was very fake. It made no sense. I was trying to sit and think, like, what was the point of y'all putting that in that scene? What was the message? I didn't get anything out of it, like nothing. Like, why are you leaving Kalinda? What's going, like, it was just pointless, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she's going to be off the show, she's going to be off the show. Don't keep having her dibble dabble in certain scenes and not tell us why or what's going on.
I think the whole purpose of that scene was to quiet all the rumors and all the talk about Alicia and Kalinda not being in a scene together in, what, 2 or 3 seasons? Mm-hmm. But as I said last week, and I think I said 2 weeks ago, I just didn't think it was for real. Like, I just don't think Kalinda would have taken the time to talk to Alicia and have a couple of shots.
Yeah, she would have went with Carrie.
That's what I said.
That's her boo, and she care about him.
I would prefer to see her really, like, sneak up on Carrie in his bedroom, because that sounds like something Kalinda would do, and say goodbye to him. Yeah. That's what I would have enjoyed more. Because you know Carrie's wheeling because she's gone.
And Carrie's going crazy. So I feel like that's foul. Oh, she went to Alicia versus Carrie.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
And I think if Carrie finds out, then it's going to hurt him a lot. Yeah. And we already don't really know where he is. So it sounds like we're talking about predictions. Let's just forward ahead and get to predictions for next season.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
So many unanswered questions. What do you think is in store next season for Alicia, Carrie, Bishop. Right?
Well, first let me start off with Bishop.
Okay.
I should have seen him in the season finale. I shouldn't just heard about his name and saw his little crippled little old man lawyer. I should have actually seen him. So maybe someone going to visit him or Lester sitting at the jail cell talking to him or something. So it's kind of throwing me off a little bit. It's like I should have seen more of Lamont Bishop. What's going on? What's going to happen? Honestly, as much as people try to say, oh, his power is going away, like you said, you really don't know how many people that is not in gang related or drug related that may very much so still be loyal to Lamont Bishop. So everyone wants to think Lamont's leaving, da 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 da. I think as a writer, they're going to throw a twist at you guys, like, watch out.
Yeah, no, you know? I do. I don't think, I mean, Lamont has been around for a really long time, and to have a major character like this just kind of poof, go away and say he's in jail waiting trial, that's too easy.
It's not going to happen.
It's too easy.
You're going to see more of him. And he stays loyal to the people that stay loyal to him. So it's some people in his circle that has remained loyal to him years ago. You know what I'm saying? So I think with the whole Lamont thing, it's going to blow up to something bigger and shock us. Kalinda, she's going to dibble and dabble one more time. And I truly think she's going to come say bye to Carrie.
I think it's over. I think Kalinda,
she's going to say bye to
him. I think Kalinda's gone. What do we think of Carrie and Diane?
Carrie and Diane, I don't even know what to think about that.
That's the whole thing. They're kind of like question mark characters, right? We haven't seen anything really happen with them the past couple of episodes, so I don't know what's going on. I'll stick with my prediction that Carrie's eventually going to leave and go join Alicia in his practice.
And I can see that happening because they're more friends. She's calling him on the phone. You know, I can see that happening between Alicia and them.
Right.
Yeah.
I can see that. My prediction for next season is now that Alicia's taking on these cases of ones I care about, once Lamont has fallen from grace, because everyone's reminding, you know, saying over and over again, Lamont is losing his power. Who is he going to be? Blah, blah, blah. I think it's going to come full circle and he's going to need Alicia again. And this time she's going to represent him. I don't know if it's going to be his big case or maybe another case, but Alicia and Lamont will cross paths again. She's a different law firm. She has a smaller practice. He may not have the money. You know, it's just a different day and a different time. I will say if he comes back, he will be as well dressed as he was in the other episode, whether he has money or not. Yeah. Let's just tell the truth. But I think, you know, Kalinda's gone. We know that she's not coming back. We still have to, you know, think about what's going to happen to Carrie, Diane. We don't really know. David Lee, you know, if he left, I wouldn't be so upset.
For me, this wasn't such a great episode as a season finale. I feel like I should have been given more. So I wasn't happy with the season finale. So it leaves me not even excited to see the next season. It just was like, that was it. Okay. You know,
well, you guys let us know what you think is going to come up for season 7. And, I think that's about it, right? For the season finale. Season 6 is over. I'm Tara Johnson and I love being here with you. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TJ Wagging Her Tail.
And I am Allison Law. As always, you can find me on thatsalaw.com or That's A Law on Instagram, Twitter, and Allison Law on Facebook.
We'll see you for season 7, The Good Wife. Hold it down until we see you again. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.